Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 449, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
Drink of choice today?
Oh, so out there. It's tap water. Not sparkling, not iced, nothing.
But because it is winter, it's kind of cold.
Yeah, it's refreshing.
I'm enjoying it. I would have to say one of my favourite moments in time is a sunny winter's day.
True. With no wind.
No wind.
Yeah, it's got to be like where the sun actually warms you a bit.
Nice.
You take your big coat off and you're like, oh, it's a hot day today.
And you can feel, you know, if you're sitting or something in the sun and you feel the warmth on your back, oh, that's nice.
What activity did you do yesterday? What physical sport did you play yesterday, Leah? You didn't actually play it, did you?
Yeah. Children play putt-putt golf.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And Chloe and Henry, I was pretty proud, played the like it was hockey.
Yeah.
There was no tap-tap, no putt-putt. It was a push and sometimes a slap hit. So yeah, that was pretty good.
I saw a few clubs getting swung quite violently, not just from those two, from a lot of children. And I thought, it's quite dangerous, this game.
Anyway, nobody died. They're all fine.
Yeah.
I think. Did we do a head count at the end?
No. Nope.
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Everything will be fine. I want to know what Roman god you would be if you were a Roman god. So we'll do that as a quiz.
Okay, because I don't know.
I've got no idea for myself either.
I really have never thought about that. And I'm shocked in myself.
Because you've always just thought about the Greek gods. Yeah.
That is actually what I have done.
I knew that. I have been catching up with House of the Dragon, which is, of course, the Game of Thrones prequel.
Yeah.
Season 3 now? Yeah, I've been catching up with that. Oh, stressful.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it.
It's really stressful.
I don't know how you do it. I've not been doing stressful. I've been doing rom-coms.
That sounds cozy.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know. Especially when you can watch one in the middle of the day by yourself while you're doing your ironing.
That is
now,
bliss.
If that is not middle age, I don't know what is.
I did an old person thing, or I thought an old person thing today, and it wasn't nice washing weather. It was something else.
You did talk about the winter weather already.
Yeah, I've already spoken about that.
You are pigeonholing yourself.
It was something that was, and I thought, I know what it was. I had a gift voucher.
Yeah.
Treated myself to some underpants.
It's not. So I've had quite a decent, a couple of hundred gift voucher. In my lifetime.
Okay,
yes,
great. Congratulations.
Gift voucher sitting in my wallet burning a hole thinking, you know when you kind of go, you try to use it and it doesn't work and you think, oh.
This is too hard.
I'm going to have to go online and figure this out. Anyway, went online, figured it out. Wasn't that hard. You know, I'm a millennial. I can do things online within a couple of minutes. It's just that you stress about it for a while. I digress. Anyway, so then I thought, well, what am I going to do with it? Because that's a decent amount of money, you know. So you leave it in your wallet waiting for something good to buy. And I thought, stuff it, not doing that. I'm just not going to use my money for the next however long and use this up and just feel like a little win every time. So, you know, go to Big W, use gift card.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Woolies, $30. Oh, use my gift card.
Oh, that's nice.
So then you kind of feel like you're winning. And you're still using
groceries for free.
Yeah. And whoever gave it to me, I'm really enjoying it. So don't feel like I've wasted it because I'm winning multiple times.
A week, sounds like.
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic.
I've now got to go back online to see what my balance is.
Oh, okay. You're getting close.
I think so,
It's teetering.
Yeah. And then it'll get to the stage where they go, well, you have to put in the exact amount. Like, I don't know what that is. So then it will sit in my wallet. And
never use it
never
again.
Never be used
up
again.
Waste of money. Yeah. Are you ready for the
news? I am.
I thought you might have been.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
And once I remember which tab it's – here it is. I found it and the news is here. Relax.
Phew. I mean, imagine a week with no news.
If I say to you the name Jake Shears.
I'd say Jakey boy.
Do you remember who that is?
No.
Do you vaguely remember the name?
Yeah, I do.
And that's what made me look at it. I'm like,
I know this name. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Yeah, thank you.
It is musical related. Jake was the lead singer of Scissor Sisters. So whenever you go on to whatever radio station, exactly, and you hear that song and you go, huh, Jake they Shears. Were massive. Whatever happened to them? Well, I suspect they are no longer together because...
Did they have a fight?
I don't know. I didn't look into it. Okay. But he is now going to be Frankenfurter.
Perfect.
That's
perfect.
What I was Say thinking.
No Say less.
Broadway cast in September. So this is, they're doing it. So the actual production is on now, but yeah. They're doing a change of cast.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be in it.
I think the Broadway guy has been there for a very, very long time.
I'll get rid of
time.
Him, man. Whatever.
Yeah. Move on.
Move on. Lorna Courtney from and Juliet will be in it. I think she plays Janet. And do you remember Kevin McHale from Glee? He's going to be in it as well. So that sounds really
Rob?
Fun.
No.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why I'm going to be. I don't think I ever watched a moment of Glee. I don't know why. I just didn't. He, as in Jake, has also been in Kinky Boots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Co-wrote with Elton John songs for Tammy Faye. So that's what he's been doing. He's been in cabaret. Super busy. He's just been in musicals. It makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
He had that kind of cabaret musical sort of. Performance about
him.
Oh,
I want to see him in it.
Which one? All of them or Rocky Horror?
All of them, but particularly Rocky Horror.
Have
you ever seen Rocky Horror live?
No, I don't think so.
I think maybe I have once a long, 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 long time ago. So I was watching, this is not one of my suggestions, but I'm just going to tell you. I was watching the second season of Next Gen NYC, who are like the kids of the housewives and some other rich people. And they just live in New York and they just go out and have fights and stuff like that. Like it's rubbish.
They go out and have a fight.
Yeah, it's absolute rubbish. It was Halloween. And one of them, who is Brooke Shields' daughter, now we're getting into royalty, aren't we?
Yeah, that's proper.
She's like, let's go to this bar, whatever it was called, and they're doing a Rocky Horror Night. Well, these guys are the next gen. They're young. They're in their 20s. And so many of them didn't know what Rocky Horror
Amazing.
Picture Show was. And one of them
far out
thought it was a Willy Wonka.
What?
Rocky?
What, like a Rocky Road? Rocky Road? Oh, it's the Rocky Road department of Willy Wonka's factory. So we're just going to go and see what nuts they use.
Do you know what it is? It's the bamboozled of the Jelly Bellies. You know, the bad tasting ones?
Right.
The Rocky Horror is the like, ooh, which one of the Rocky Road are you going to get? Is it good? Is it bad?
That is great. And I love the fact that that is immortalized.
Yeah, me too. Really
and that's just not
that.
Something that some person said to a group of non-friends.
I also love that they're the generation who live with technology. And in 4 seconds, he could have Googled that and done a bit of research.
Without
but he didn't.
Out loud. Yeah, just like
he didn't
it be.
Because he was like, I don't know what it is. Don't care. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah.
You got all of the answers at your thumbs, but you don't care.
I don't care. Have your chocolate coated Halloween party musical thing. I don't care. But I don't know what to wear.
If it was a Rocky Road horror picture factory, what colour marshmallows would they use?
Oh.
It'd be like red, right?
And black.
Oh, yeah.
Which wouldn't go black because of the white. It'd be grey. Grey and red. Oh, it's disgusting.
Is this a bit of coal or marshmallow? I don't know. Check it. Oh, is it the inside of a really disgusting clinker?
Well, you got to find it
really old.
If this one is grey inside, you have to watch the whole movie.
Damn it, Janet. The Odyssey is a movie that has come out and
Matt Damon.
Would you watch it?
For Matt Damon, yes. For the length of it, no. Mm. And for the topic, no.
Yeah, I feel like I already know that story and I'm glad that they're doing it, well, that they've done it, and I'm glad that people are enjoying it, but I'm not glad that it's 3 odd hours.
No. Long. I've seen a couple of funny things about that. One, they were like, ladies, make it your me time, take a face mask. sit in the movies, put a face mask on. Amazing, right? Secondly,
just imagining the usher coming around but every a whole half bunch hour. Of, yeah, just all these of white, weird faces, mask faces.
And secondly, Hollywood has spent approximately or over $500 million saving Matt Damon from different situations in movies.
What? That's
saving
really good.
Saving Private Ryan. Yes. The Martian.
Yeah, the Martian. I feel isn't like he was even, he needed to be saved in Good Will Hunting as well.
Yeah.
From himself.
From himself. Mm.
Anyway, The Odyssey made $26 million in the US last week. Becoming
but you've
Christopher.
You've got a good cast.
You
that
do.
Cast it's is going to get $26 million just in the door.
And the Oscars. True. Christopher Nolan, this is now his second best weekend ever at the box office.
Yeah. Okay.
Crazy. Did you? So, you know Man's Chinese Theatre?
Yeah.
Apparently now it's called TLC Chinese Theatre. Took me a little while to figure out what they were talking about. But The Odyssey has become the all time best grossing movie at that venue
ever.
Yeah, 2.4 million for a weekend. The last one was Oppenheimer with 2.38.
So Barbie lost that weekend.
Well, at that theater.
I'm going to say something really dumb.
Okay, go.
Maybe I shouldn't.
No,
do it. Be immortalized. Like
I'm thinking
of chocolate.
Let's go. Which department
is
this in?
I'm going to say it out loud. It's really dumb. I didn't know Man's Chinese Theater was theater. I thought it was a
just
Chinese restaurant.
Do you know what? Do you want to know what I thought?
Okay.
I didn't actually think past the hand and foot things.
Yeah.
And for all I thought of, I didn't think any further, but for all I knew, that could have just been a set, you know?
It was, yeah, because it looks
and you open
really
the front
place.
Door and there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's just a wooden board.
Did not think
there's
past
more
that.
Hand and feet, but they're all the ones that have been cancelled. So they're behind the wall.
They're all there. Yeah, and even though it says theatre, did not think about it.
Never
could
thought
be like
about
a dinner
theatre. Well, I think that's kind of what
like a touristy.
Yeah. Never quite understood why I thought food and the hands and feet of famous actors. I don't know why.
I have not spent any time thinking about that place. My only memory of that place is the most interesting thing was seeing C-3PO's feet. That was the only one I remember.
Didn't we stand across the road from it for quite a few hours waiting to get into Jimmy Fallon and they stopped the line at us?
Yeah, that's right.
Like we were literally the first losers to be sent on.
We win.
And we were like, we've come all the way from Australia. He's like, you're in Los Angeles. Everyone is from Australia here.
Yeah, but not
like us.
This is... We are we.
We have been hilarious in this line, entertaining ourselves the entire time.
You guys, yeah, and that, did we cancel that whole show at that point?
Yeah.
Okay, it's cancelled, still cancelled.
I don't know that we'd ever seen it before. We knew him from Saturday Night Live.
I don't think I've seen it since.
Nah.
I mean, clips, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, was he, no, he didn't get cancelled. He didn't get cancelled.
No.
That was the other guy, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Little. I can't remember his name. Jimmy.
If he had a hands and feet across the road, we might have known. Mm,
exactly.
If he was next to C-3PO.
Then we would have had every idea. So over the past few years, would you say that video game adaptations into like film and TV shows have become quite popular?
I think so.
Where back in the day, you would have an old a video game movie and you'd be like, this is going to be absolute rubbish.
Rubbish.
Now people are loving it, right? You've got The Last of Us, you've got Fallout, you've got other things that I can't think of, but not the Uncharted movie. Obviously, I still haven't seen that. Do you reckon the world wants a new Uncharted game? I think we might.
I'll get on your bandwagon. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think so.
We do. Not a adaptation, not a remaster. No. We want a new story.
New one.
Yeah.
Number 3, 4, 5.
Number 5. And we obviously Lost Legacy, so it's like 5.5.
5.5.
Yeah, sure.
5.5.
Okay, that's there good. We go. Atari, do you remember Atari?
Yeah.
Has signed a deal with Universal Pictures to adapt 10 of its most iconic games into films.
Ooh.
I'm going to read these and you tell me if you know them.
Okay.
Asteroids.
No, I don't think I do.
Adventure.
It's quite generic.
It's very generic. Yeah. Right? Berserk?
No, but I like that one.
Breakout.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Centipede. Now, would Centipede be like the Snake mobile game? Because I'm not sitting through a movie of that.
Now that's better. Bring it.
You
want to
watch
Snake? No.
Bring Snake.
Bring Snake back.
But don't do it in movie form.
Oh my God! Now you were talking about stressful.
That was good.
Snake was stressful.
I feel like I never got. Didn't feel like it was. I was as good as I thought I would be.
I think I was better than I thought I'd be.
Okay. Crystal Castles, Millipede, which I don't know. Is that the sequel of Centipede? Missile Command. Pong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then Yar's Adventure. Now, some of these sound very generic and you could literally make a story about anything. Yeah. But some of them I feel like maybe you could adapt them from whatever mild storyline they had.
See, somebody's already written a storyline and then just going to put.
Yeah, a little blurb. Ready to go. So please get ready for all 10 of those films. Are you ready to get into some watching suggestions?
Yeah, totes.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
What have I been watching? Can I go first?
Go on. I dare you.
House of the Dragon season 3.
Oh, stressful.
I'm a few episodes behind. I can't remember what we're up to now, but I've watched 3, I think, and they're so stressful. Oh, so much has happened already.
Every episode is stressful.
Yeah, and I read the book that it's based on years ago, and my memory is I don't think this is not going to end up happy because I don't remember these people being in charge.
Well, it's also not a romance that has to by rule.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, by rule,
finish happy.
It has to finish sad.
The House of Dragons has to finish that.
Well, yeah, it's a prequel to the Game of Thrones, which then ends up sad. Anyway, it is amazing in that you can see lots of dragons. That was the thing about Game of Thrones. You didn't always see dragons. And if you did, you probably saw it towards the end of each episode. That's when they kept Daenerys at the end. So you'd see the dragon bit and you'd be like, oh, really good. And then they go, next week. Anyway, it's all about, you know, families being horrible to each other and everybody wanting to sit on that
throne.
Yeah, the throne of swords. It's still really good. I don't think I can watch 2 episodes in a go because it is quite stressful at the moment. But, you know, maybe I don't have to catch up. Maybe I can just do once a week.
I think enjoy it at your own pace. Mm. I've come to this conclusion about movies and TV shows because it felt for a while you had to keep up with the new releases.
Yep.
And then I had this thought about books that there are always new releases of books, but books stay in the top 10, 100 for years because nobody gets around to reading every single new release. So that's my new approach with TV and movie shows.
Yeah, me too. I also like the fact that I can have a look at what's on streaming services and go, I don't remember, I've never seen that. I don't remember that being a thing and it might be a few months old and I'm going to watch it because, and then maybe talk about it because I suspect I'm not the only person.
Well, that's exactly it. It doesn't have to be a new release. Mm-mm. I watched something from years ago. Here, you'll enjoy it too.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, just no rules, okay, except when we have rules and then you must stick to them.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
Okay, so this is going to be a bit of a double whammy, this one. But I watched the new series, the Legally Blonde series called Elle.
Yeah.
Where it's about, I'm sure it's produced by Reese Witherspoon.
It is. I've seen photographs of her with the lead.
Yes. Mm. I can't remember how many episodes, let's say 8 or 10, something like that. It's a good amount. Now, I was initially thinking, is this a high school show that's made for high schoolers, you know, that kind of age demographic. And then as I watched it more episodes, I realized, no, it's not. No. The high school is supposed to be a bit nostalgic. But if you didn't know the Legally Blonde movies, if you didn't know Elle Woods like our generation knows Elle Woods,
yeah,
you wouldn't get nearly as many references.
Interesting, okay.
The other thing that made me realize it is most definitely for us is the soundtrack. The theme song is I'm Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage. Like, that is not a song that you choose for your next gen NYCs.
Now, I hope for Shirley's sake there is no beach balls in this show.
Yes. You have to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, big trouble. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay, but nice.
The songs in it are so fun.
And it's obvious that it's set in that era.
It's set in the 90s, 100%.
Do you remember, like, that show Sex Education?
You had no idea when
Which
it was set.
Which one is this era?
I don't know.
So the 80s, 90s? But they've all got, like, fun. Anyway, that's
this
good.
This is
we
most
know.
Definitely because it's we a know. Prequel. It's yeah, a true, real true. Prequel for the movies.
Mm.
Apart from the fun references and the great soundtrack,
yeah,
there are episodes that in a way kind of feel a bit standalone-ish. They keep the storyline going, but they're standalone-ish in that they almost recreate the Breakfast Club in an episode. Like, I'm talking the whole thing. They're Saturday Detention.
Yeah.
They're all getting there.
Oh, my God, I love this.
Stereotypes. They finish by walking across the playground and someone punches in the air. Like, every bit of the Breakfast Club that you want them to represent, they did it.
So I know that you watched this almost as soon as it came out.
Yeah.
And a friend at work, Luana, it was like the day before it was coming out. She's like, so this is what I'll be doing for the next two nights. I'm just watching all of it. Yeah.
I didn't think I was going to speed through it, and I did. I just kept going. And then
couldn't get enough.
This is where the double whammy comes in.
Yeah.
It finished and what's it on? Disney? HBO? Can't remember.
Is it Amazon?
Amazon.
I think it might be
Amazon. Yes, it's Prime. Yeah. It's Prime. It just started. The movie started.
Oh, that's
it just
good.
Played. I didn't even press anything.
Really, really
it just
good.
Played straight away. And can I tell you what? I've seen that movie a billion times.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't watched in ages, but I'm so glad that I watched it straight after the series.
Yeah.
Because the attention to detail they did, I went back and watched the opening of the TV series Elle is almost a replica of the opening scene of the movie. And I just thought, yes, you guys have done exactly what we who love Legally Blonde wanted.
Yeah.
You know, for so long, these reboots and these prequels and all of that, kind of disappointed. Mm. These guys nailed it. So I would say
it's
Reese. That's it. But if you're going to, I'd say either watch the movie before or do what I did, watch the series straight away watch it because it's a movie. It finishes quickly and you just enjoy
it. Just have a great, okay. Maybe that's something that I can watch this week because I've been watching House of the Dragon and then for some reason I thought I'll watch something different but then didn't end up watching something really super different. Sort of. I watched – do you remember a few weeks ago, probably months ago, I was like, Tom Hiddleston, he's a famous actor who's been in heaps of stuff and then I realized I think I'd only seen him in one thing ever. I was like, Tom Hiddleston, maybe I'll watch this. It is a doco, a history doco about Pompeii. And
interesting. So it's called have expected that.
Out of Time with Tom Hiddleston. And in the very beginning, he was talking about how he is a massive history buff.
Yeah.
Went to uni for history and stuff and went to Pompeii when he was a teenager. I think he said about 17 years old and he just fell in love with it, got obsessed. And I remember when I went to Pompeii. I was going to say for the first time, it's literally the only time I've ever been. For the first time, I just knew obviously what Pompeii was, what the history was, but I didn't realize, at least back then when I went, it's not just a museum. It's like this is the city of Pompeii. Mm. Walk around.
Mm.
And you're walking around down streets into homes that people would have lived in. You know what I mean? So you get that feeling that this was real. This was a living, breathing city.
Yeah.
And that's obviously what had happened to him as well. So in this doco, he's like, I'm going to look at some of the names that they know of people who lived in there and we're going to try and figure out what kind of life they would have had. And I don't know if people who are like really into traditional history docos would be into this or series, because he is kind of playing a little bit with that kind of idea. But I kind of was on board with the fact that it was a little bit different, yeah, you know, like fun. Make it a bit different. Everybody's seen history documentaries or series in the past.
Got a big movie star now hosting
it. Yeah, that's it.
So why not make it different? You can't do just a boring Nat Geo.
No.
Not that Nat Geo is boring. Sorry, guys. But you know what I mean.
So I really like this. This was on Disney. It's new. I think it came out last week or something. So
cool.
Watch it. What else have you watched?
I watched a new Netflix rom-com.
Oh, yeah.
Starring J-Lo.
J-Lo. Yeah.
Called Office Romance. Now, this, it follows the same. It's a rom-com. You know the strategy.
Okay, can I have a guess?
Okay, go.
She is working in this office and she's one of the bosses. She's like the boss. Okay, yeah. And then there's a kind of a wheeler dealer, like cocky kind of guy, but he doesn't work at that office. He works somewhere else maybe, or maybe he's like a sales guy. So he's not always in the office, and then he comes back, and then they can be antagonistic towards each other, and then they fall in love.
No.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah, no. She is the CEO of an airline called Air Cruise.
And
big deal. Didn't expect that.
No.
She loves aviation. She runs a tight ship, and she's a bit of a dragon. Like all the
House of the Dragon.
Yeah. All the staff are scared of her. You know, they'll be happy chatting until she arrives in the office, and then they all go running. That kind
vibes
of
are
thing.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has because she's the CEO. And it's America. People sue each other all the time. So she has a legal team. This guy is...
He's in the legal team.
Yeah, I think he's new to the legal team, or he steps up to be like the lead legal team person. You know, I'm good at describing things. And
I'm the lead legal person.
Yes. And he is obviously attracted to her and She's J-Lo. I mean, she looks bloody amazing.
Yeah.
He makes so many... like funny fumbles and things because he's a little bit...
Is he a bit like nervous?
A little bit nervous. Aww. And then you think she's just kind of annoyed with him, but she's actually quite interested as well. But because he's the legal team and she's the CEO, and they have a zero fraternization policy or something like that. So they have to be a bit secret.
Okay.
And not show favoritism all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not a G... rom-com.
Really?
A lot of swearing. There's a whole scene where the C word is said constantly.
And Americans don't say that
they
a lot.
They don't say that. So Netflix are like, I don't know, turning corners.
Oh, my gosh, you're going crazy.
Going down the road. So don't watch it as a family.
Don't watch it. Oh, as a family.
As a family. Okay. It's true only adults.
Okay.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was a really fun thing to watch, you know, just of an evening. Stick it on.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, like a midweek evening movie, not too long, just that's good.
And I feel like that sort of theme of we're going to be a little bit more risque, I think that's what is the new gen of rom-coms.
Okay.
Like we can't just do the same.
Yeah.
Silly things. We've got to do something slightly different.
Mix it up a bit.
Yeah, get the adults.
So that we've got different eras.
Yes.
Do you want to do this quiz?
I really have been waiting for you to say that.
Okay, we need to find out which ancient Roman god you are. What's your favorite planet? Jupiter, Venus, Mars, or Earth?
Oh, I was going to say Saturn, but you didn't offer it to me.
I didn't say it, sorry.
Okay, Junus.
Junus. Venipida. Mirth. Or Arth.
That came out of nowhere. Golly molly.
That's a good one.
I'm going to choose Jupiter.
Jupiter, okay. If you could examine one of these constellations,
right,
which would it be?
Okay, I don't know.
Orion? Oh, I don't want to say these words.
Cassiopeia? Just make them up, I don't know them either.
Okay, Cassiopeia?
Yeah.
Scorpius?
Yeah.
Killer?
Scorpius.
Mm-hmm. If you were a deity, what would you be in charge of? The sky, the sea, war, or animals?
I think the sky.
The sky, because you want to fly.
Yeah.
Which Roman god or goddess would you marry?
Mm.
Juno, Diana, Jupiter, or Mars?
Well, Jupiter, because I'm on Jupiter.
You're already there.
Yeah.
Who do you think you'd have an issue with?
All of them.
Apollo.
Yeah.
Fortuna.
Yeah.
Minvera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Vacchius.
Apollo, because how could they do that to Tom Hanks?
What animal would represent you? Eagle, peacock, wolf, or bear?
Bear.
Which mythical creature would do your bidding?
Okay.
Cerberus, unicorn, centaur.
Unicorn.
Okay. Griffin, no.
Unicorn.
Okay. Which weapon would you wield? Sword, a spear, an axe, or a bow and arrow?
Oh, my gosh. A sword, a spear, an axe, or a bow and arrow. Oh, bow and arrow, I like that, but you got to carry two things. But Katniss, okay, bow and arrow.
Okay. I actually already had the
You'd already done
cursor
it.
Over it.
She'd already ticked all the boxes for me, so it doesn't matter what I have.
How would your worshippers show their appreciation?
Oh, golly, everyone.
Sacrifices, temples, gifts, or songs?
Gifts.
Yeah, okay.
While you're singing to me.
Where in Italy would you want to live? Verona, Florence, Napoli, or Venice?
Venice? Oh, no. I'm going to say. All right, I'll say Venice.
Okay. Which Italian food would you eat every day? Lasagna, pizza, tiramisu, or spaghetti bolognese?
A pizza.
Yeah.
Love pizza.
So good. Which holiday would you rename in your honour? Christmas, Valentine's Day, Independence Day, or Thanksgiving?
Christmas.
Stepsmas. Do you have a job at the moment? I don't know why. I don't need to work. I'm in between jobs. I do more than one. Yeah. Which of these would you excel at? Business, psychology, engineering, or veterinary science? It's very getting very specific.
Oh gosh. I don't know.
Business?
Yeah, I was thinking business.
Imagine the kind of life that you want to live. What salary would help?
The biggest.
Okay, the biggest one is 250K or more.
Okay.
Wow. What kind of coworker annoys you the most? The cheapskate, the gossip, the kind who eats my food, or the butt kisser? I mean, they could all be the same person.
Yeah, but I'm the gossiper, so I can't hate myself. I'm going to say the butt kisser.
Butt kisser.
I got no time for that.
Nah. Which career level would you be content at? CEO, mid-level, manager, or entry level?
See, I feel like I'm at a changing time in my life. I would have gone CEO, but now I'm like
somewhere in the middle.
Well, we all get paid the same. So if you do less, you still get paid
the same amount. Yeah, so entry level.
You get given less responsibilities and jobs because people don't trust you.
Yeah, okay, I've got that. If you were fired, for which reason would it be? For being disrespectful? I just said it. Not coming in on time is probably the closest. What's the craziest thing you've ever done? Oh, I've brought a homeless person home.
No, shaved your hair off. No.
Skinny dipped or flipped the bird at someone in authority. Oh, you would have done that.
I totally would have done that, but under the table.
Yeah, of course.
Or in my head. Yeah, no, actually, I'll tell you later.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 4, which is the, where 1 is the least and 4 is the most, how fun are you?
The most.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask me.
Are you big on partying? Very on board, sometimes no.
Sometimes, if it's during the day and I can still go to bed early.
Yeah, no more than 2 hours. What kind of music?
Not
in my house. What kind of music do you prefer? Rock, pop, hip hop, or classic?
Pop.
Pop. How many hours of TV do you watch a week? 20 or more? Between 4 and 10? 10 to 20? 4 or less?
I'm going to say 4 and 10.
Yeah, I'd say that's right. Could you live with someone who you weren't related to? Well, yes.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person in the world? You're your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Parents or kids, partner, best friend?
Kids.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah.
Why?
This is a long quiz.
I know. Can I just do quick ones?
Yes. Yeah.
Why do your relationships go up in flames? Can I just make funny ones up? You get bored?
Yeah.
Who normally ends your relationship? You always do or other people do?
Other people.
Well, why would how do you show someone you care? You buy them things.
Yeah.
What's most important to you, wealth, power, or family?
Family.
Okay.
Only because I don't have wealth or power. So.
Congratulations. Yes. You got Jupiter.
I got Jupiter.
So which means you marry yourself?
Well, I married them and I lived on Jupiter, and that was the first question.
Okay, so. That was the first. So we could have just done the first question.
Yeah.
You are Jupiter, the king of the gods and the father of Mars. Why are you the father of Mars?
Sorry, the queen of the gods and the mother of Mars.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Everyone, including your children and the rest of the Parthenon, fears you and for good reason. Your word is law and you always have the final say.
From my entry-level work ethics, right?
When it comes to weapons, you wield thunder and lightning and no one is more fearsome than you in the sky.
You watch out when
I'd
I have
tanty. That's pretty accurate. Yeah. Congratulations, Jupiter.
We answered 20 questions.
That was a lot of questions. Yeah. I loved every second of that, especially the bit where I say, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.